St. Louis, we have the man responsible for Songbird Cafe with us today, Mr. Steve St. Cyr. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing well, Nick. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming. What is Songbird Cafe?
Songbird Cafe is a singer-songwriter performance series that I brought to St. Louis, inspired by the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville that does singer-songwriters usually in the round. And what we do is surround three or four songwriters with the audience and have them tell their stories and sing their songs. It's a very personal experience, and you get to really get a feel for who the artist is by the end of the evening. I advertise it frequently as an intimate listening experience, and that's what it is. Not unlike house concerts, if people have experienced house concerts where you're in someone's home and an artist of probably some serious talent will play in their home, and so you're in an audience of 60 to 80 and really get to know the people.
What are the origins of Songbird Cafe?
Susie and I were down in Nashville on her business trip and had asked the concierge at the hotel what was really good to see, because there is so much in Nashville. And he suggested the Bluebird. And unfortunately, that particular evening, it was totally booked, and I know why now. And on a subsequent trip, we got our tickets in advance and were able to sit there. And I think that evening it was Tim O'Brien, Rodney Crowell, and a couple of other serious players from the Nashville scene. So that got us hooked really quickly on doing that. And we will now jump in the car and run down to Nashville at noon for a 8 or 9 o'clock show and come back the next day.
The awesome thing about living here is you can do that. You can do that in Chicago, Nashville, Memphis, of course.
You definitely can. And then I retired almost 2 years ago, and as I was planning retirement, I thought, well, here's my chance to do my passion. And I thought, well, what is that? And thinking about what I've really, really enjoyed in my life is live music. And I thought, well, the Bluebird Cafe, I'd like to bring that to St. Louis.
Save yourself the gas money.
Absolutely.
When you went down to Bluebird and told them that you'd like to do this in St. Louis, did they have any golden nuggets for you?
I did have conversations, and I have continuing conversations with Erica, who runs the Bluebird, and I look to her for advice every once in a while. I don't know that there were any particular nuggets except for go for it. And they actually offered to send me Nashville musicians, but I don't think that's within my budget at this point.
Now, these are usually at the Focal Point, right?
Yes, I found the Focal Point to be a good and friendly home with good acoustics. And, you know, their series, the artists that they present, I think are consistent with what Songbird brings to the scene, more of an Americana, I would call it, flavor.
Right. They're very acoustic-friendly. There's no screaming people or glass bottles being smashed into each other.
Sure, and it's in an area that I think people are getting more familiar with, the Maplewood area.
Do you want Songbird Cafe to venture into different venues for the future?
Absolutely. We did have that show down here at KWMU in December, and I think that worked out real well.
Oh, that was a great show.
And I had always envisioned Songbird as a movable feast, and as opportunities arise that are appropriate, we will certainly do that.
The one here at St. Louis Public Radio for the Kitchen Sink series that had Andy Plouffe, the owner of Music Folk, John Wendland, and they, of course, play in Rough Shop together. And then we had Kelly Wells and Ryan Spearman to fill the circle, and that was a great group you put together there. Spearman pulled out all the stops that night. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah, Ryan is quite talented. And
oh, yeah.
I was a little concerned with how much room I was going to have to provide him for all his instruments, but it worked out.
This next one is from your last Songbird Cafe at the Focal Point with Jeff and David Lazaroff, Elizabeth McQueen, and Jenny Rokas. This is Jenny Rokas with Worn Hands.
You know, sometimes we have to work a lot and we have to deal with a lot of stress and deal with a lot of negativity when you try to be a positive person. And this is kind of my song that I wrote to tell myself, like, don't get down, because it can be hard, you know, and it's hard like that for everybody. So I tried to write something that everyone could relate to, you know, like when you're reflecting over your life, like just don't give up, you know, like gotta keep going. So the song is actually called Worn Hands. Let's see.
Thank you.
Cause it's something I said, or what you think you know, made me out of here, left me in the cold, and I went to the wrong side of town. End up complaining much. Here it comes. And I won't give up. Ghost on the tracks runs near my home. Know that the railroad don't come here. My place in the West. Don't see my smile, you only see my shoes. That's why I don't come round here like I used to. And I guess you haven't seen enough.
Jenny Rokas, One Hands.
Yeah, that was recorded live at our last show, January 23rd.
The lineups often feature regional musicians, lineups that include Beth Bambara with Jimmy Griffin, or Brian Henneman with Kip Louie and Kevin Bilchick. Caleb Travers, that was your first show.
That was indeed.
And another one was Mark Chechik of Melody Den, who we just had on the show recently, and Lynn Reif with their very own Mike Schran from Salt of the Earth, and J.J. Louie, Kip's wife. How do you decide who to pair together in the circle?
I get ideas about artists to have at Songbird from a lot of different sources. Now that the series is going, I get suggestions from all kinds of people. Artists who've played the show, people in the audience, people at radio stations. It comes to me from a lot of ways. And I don't just take suggestions blindly. I try to go out and hear these people. Either I want an MP3 to listen to, or YouTube is, of course, a marvelous source to view people, because I'm not only looking for songwriting skills. I'm looking for people with a good personality who can have a good time at Songbird. I've lost count of the number of artists, but it must be closing in on 50 so far, and I'll bet every one of them has enjoyed what they experienced at Songbird and enjoyed being listened to as they told their story and sang their song.
I was pretty blown away the first Songbird I went to here. It was a really intimate setting, but it wasn't uptight. It was very loose and organic, and it seemed very natural for people to just get in a circle and talk about their songs. And it was like hanging out with friends versus going to see a concert. It was very cool.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And as well, I try to pick artists who know each other to some extent and then are comfortable accompanying each other. That lends to the experience, and it also helps the camaraderie, which just builds good energy and pulls the audience in even more. So For example, Brian Henneman and Kip Louie know each other from Lookout Joe and other bands, and so they help each other out, because collaboration in the circle is pretty important to the enjoyment of everybody in the room.
And here's another. This is Chester and the Tarot Card Queen by John Wendland and Andy Plouffe of the band Rough Shop.
The city of New Orleans is a city I really love. It doesn't look like anywhere else in the United States. And I kind of like it when instead of a city striving to build like outlet malls, decides to do things like the City Museum instead. So New Orleans, though, I was down in New Orleans, and I overheard a conversation between two street performers. And then, so some of the dialogue is right out of there. You don't even have to be creative to come out with a song out of New Orleans, okay? Just from what you see in that city and from what you overhear, it's just kind of a great place, in my opinion. This one's called Chester and the Tarot Card Queen. Chester, the clown man, told the tarot card queen the Crescent City bigwigs reckon my beat. He said all of the good money here to be made is over just six blocks away. The tarot queen, she muttered to Chester, don't you think for a second they don't know it, clown man? Well, Harry, the fire eater, that transvestite mime, pulled permits on that old spot of mine. It's not easy, and it gets harder every day. And no friends in high places pulling some strings for us. Strippers and the frat boys all melt in to one large Fellini casting call, where little kids bet you where you got your shoes is where a clown man can give it his all. And the tarot card queen, she wishes she could predict her own future, unlike psychics on the late night TV. She says all of these years of showing these cards, I never worried what would turn up for me. It's not easy, and it gets harder places, pulling some strings for us. It's not easy, and it gets harder every day. No friends in high places to make things go our way.
So pick me up.
John Wendland and Andy Plouffe, with Chester and the Tarot Card Queen. Steve, I know this is really intimate for an audience member to look at, but for a performer, how do they feel about this? It can be a stressful situation, I'm sure.
You know, I've had artists say that. I've seen artists come into the room and see the setup, see the circle that they're going to be sitting in, and I can just hear them go, oh. And I try to totally prepare them and describe what we do. And if they haven't been to the Bluebird or a similar situation in another town, then they don't know until they get there with their guitar or other instrument. And as I show them where they're going to perform, I do get a reaction from some of them. And then they always settle down and enjoy themselves. In fact, I got a comment after the last show from David Lazaroff. He said, thank you all so much for your part in making last night such a success. The stories, the songs, the camaraderie. And he mentioned he heard from several of the audience that it was the best Songbird yet. So the artists themselves have had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I really like the storytelling aspect of this. It sort of encourages songwriters to go deeper than the traditional brief song lead-in, most often no song lead-in at all. What was one of the craziest or, let's say, most memorable, you know, story for a song anyone's ever spilt before they play?
Well, one of the most, to me, unusual was John Crane. And he had written a song about the bat bomb, and in telling the story about the bat bomb, it was something that happened during World War II, where the U.S. military was trying to think of just anything possible that they could do to try to win this war. And they had something they were cooking up that had a bomb with bats in it. And evidently this is, you know, you can do the research and verify this. And so John tells this interesting story and then goes into his song. So that was unusual.
That sounds pretty unusual. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, there have been some marvelous stories.
I love that you're doing this because it's something that just wouldn't happen otherwise.
Yeah, and I got the impression early on that people weren't familiar exactly with what In the Round is. I think the term had maybe been misused as several artists taking turns on a stage. And at the Bluebird Cafe, they call that In the Row, because you'll actually see artists on a stage all facing the audience as opposed to the In the Round. But we do strictly In the Round, and I had a group of artists play last year who wanted to use the stage and tried to get me to change the show to the stage, and I didn't. I kept with my plan, and they had a marvelous time and put on a wonderful show. So that circle thing surrounded by the audience where you could literally reach out and touch an audience member from the circle, it does give that intimacy of experience that I think people hunger for from being in either large venues or loud bars.
Yeah, it really feels like you're a part of it. This is Ryan Spearman in our Kitchen Sink series for Songbird Cafe. This is Sugar in the Gourd.
This is an old fiddle tune. I like to sing the words to these old tunes when I can find them. I could only find one verse to this one, so I wrote the rest. It's a song about a fiddler and a dancer falling in love for an evening. Feel free to do whatever you feel inspired to do during this.
Knock sugar in the gourd, and sugar's in the gourd, and the gourd upon the ground. A way to get sugar, just to roll it on around. Sugar in the gourd, can't get it out. Way to get sugar, just to roll it on about. And sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd. She asked my name, I told a little lie. Shivered when she giggled with a sparkle in her eye. And grabbed my strings and asked for the chord. And the tune we played was sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd. Can't get it out, way to get sugar, just to roll it on about. And sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd. Thank you. We fiddled, we danced, we shook a high shoe till the morning wasn't coming and the board was full of dew. And I slipped and I swaggered that fell from the board and broke up all the sugar when I landed on the gourd. And sugar in the gourd, can't get it out. Way to get sugar, just roll it on about. And sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd. That liquor we drank had gone to my head, so I stayed on the ground and drifted off to bed. And I dream a little dream while I sniggered and I snored. And the girlie in my dreams was the girlie on the board. Sugar in the gourd, can't get it out. Way to get sugared is to roll it on about. Sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd. Sun and grabbed my fiddle just to play a little tune, and I played a little tune for the girlie on the board, as sweet as all the sugar that she left me in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd, can't get it out. Way to get sugar, just roll it on about. And sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd, sugar in the gourd.
That was Ryan Spearman closing up Songbird Cafe at St. Louis Public Radio with Sugar in the Gourd. That sounds great. Who does other recording for Songbird Cafe?
You know, I met a guy named Dale Ashauer at Webster Art and Air Fair when I was still trying to figure out how I was going to make this happen. He was doing the sound for Terry Perkins, who puts the music together at Art and Air. And I could tell he was serious and professional, and I've used Dale for every single show that Songbird has had.
What's next for Songbird Cafe?
Well, I typically avoid February because the weather can be so sketchy in St. Louis with ice and those kind of dangerous things, although we may end up having just a gorgeous February. But be that as it may, we have our next show Wednesday, March 27th at the Focal Point in Maplewood. And performing that evening will be Karen Choi from the St. Louis area and Kathy Ashworth coming up to us from Nashville, and then also April Goodman coming up to us from Nashville. And then our April show will be April 24th at the Focal Point, and that will be Ian McFerrin, who's traveling across the country promoting his new CD. He's out of Seattle, brings a fine fiddle player with him, a female, and she also accompanies him vocally. And then Aaron O'Toole and Dale Hanna from across the river in Illinois, Greenville, I believe they come from. And so that should be a fine April show. And then I know my May artists, and I can't remember the date right offhand, but that's a ways off. So y'all can go to songbird-stl.com and see the schedule. You can see pictures. You can hear recordings from past Songbirds. But that May show will be David Toretta, Michelle Isom, and Billy Engel, and R. Scott Bryan. They are returnees to Songbird. They put on a marvelous show about a year ago, and we'll be happy to have them back.
Steve, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Nick.